couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gotti Placido, and the Celtics fall to the Cavaliers 105-104. This game was all but over in the fourth quarter. The Celtics found themselves up by as many as 22 points and got outscored 34-17 in the fourth quarter. This was an absolute flop on the Celtics, and it is as frustrating as it gets. At the end of the day, not our finest hour, but we move on. Celtics win streak comes to an end, but the Celtics are 7.5 games up of Milwaukee. So a little positive light at the end of the tunnel here. With that being said, going to dive into today's game, same as usual, run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows, and to get things started here, I really want to give player of the game to Kristaps Porzingis. This was a really solid game from him. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, doing it on both ends of the floor. But honestly, for Porzingis, it was the end of the game, just clutch moment from him. Celtics really struggled to let the Cavaliers come back, go on a 23-4 run, and Kristaps Porzingis had an unreal finish over Georges Niang in the post to go up 99-94. We all know Cavs ended up coming back, pushing that lead a little bit more, but Darius Garland had Jared Allen on a beautiful alley-oop attempt on a pick-and-roll, and Kristaps Porzingis gets back in the mix, stops the alley-oop attempt, tips it out. Derek White gets the ball, and Kristaps Porzingis sprints down the floor, gets a massive and-one to go up 104-103, which is where I thought this game was going to end. I thought the Cavs, they had their time to get another basket. We saw an unbelievable putback at the end of it, and unfortunately, the Celtics were on the opposite end of that. So, listen, good for the Cavs. This was a great game, great finish for Dean Wade. Dean Wade, massive, massive bucket to go up 105-104. And the Celtics had their chance. Listen, Jason Tatum brought the ball up, had his chance. Darius Garland, I don't know, was called for a shooting foul. Jason Tatum was going to go to the line with a chance at 2 free throws to go up 106-105 and win this game. Cavaliers challenged it, won the challenge, and the Celtics were given 0.7 seconds, and the game was basically over. Kristaps Porzingis, funny enough, if they didn't call a foul at all, Kristaps Porzingis had a putback dunk to go up 106-105 anyway. So the fact that the refs called a foul and we're putting Jason Tatum to the line, giving the Cavaliers an opportunity to challenge that, completely wiped away the fact that Porzingis was going to get a putback dunk and win that game. So Porzingis, through and through, like, started this game super hot and continued to just make huge play after huge play. Obviously, Celtics came up short. Doesn't really make much of a difference, but it was a really solid effort from Porzingis in this one. He did everything he could to kind of will his team back into this. I can't say will them back into it, because they were pretty much winning this game from start to finish. It was just at the end. But solid overall game from him. You look, both of the Jays, overall, not bad games. Jason Tatum came out unbelievable. This was one of his MVP-type games in the first half. It pretty much stopped. All right, I'm not going to say he played poorly or bad in the second half. I just don't think he really had much of an impact. At halftime, Jason Tatum had 22 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. He ended the game with 26 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. So in the second half, he added 4 points and 4 rebounds. That's it. And the part that is super frustrating about that, he was 7-for-9 from the field. At halftime, He ended the game 8 for 20. So he was 1 for his final 11 shot attempts in this game. You want to talk about a reason the Celtics lost this game? You can go there, right? I'll talk about it at the end because I do think that makes a difference. Jason Tatum in the first half, phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. Second half, not so much, right? Drew Holiday, Derek White, I thought both of them played really well in this game. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals for Drew Holiday. Did struggle with turnovers a little bit, had 4 tonight. But I think the playmaking itself was top tier. Defensively was phenomenal. Derek White, this is a really good game from him. And he had 3 points. He was 1 for 5 from the field. His first shot attempt came, or first field goal made, I'm pretty sure, came in the fourth quarter. But 6 rebounds, 7 assists, a team high, 7 assists, 4 blocks in this game, including a couple massive ones down the stretch against Darius Garland. So Derek White, start to finish, offensively, wasn't a huge factor, but defensively, absolute monster. Monster. Jaylen Brown, this was a weird game for Jaylen Brown because to start, it was not great, right? He had a pretty rough start from the field, 4 of 13 from the field overall. He did end 4 of 7, which, again, you'd much rather see. Those are the numbers that you're accustomed to seeing Jaylen Brown shoot. Overall, 21 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. A couple things Jaylen Brown did really well in this game was find the middle of the floor. Couple of possessions in this game where the Celtics had the ball up top of the key, whether it be Derek White, Drew Holiday, whatever, and you have guys like Al Horford over in the corner, JB out on the wing. JB cuts in, gets to the free throw line, drags in the defender that's holding Al Horford out in the corner, and it opens up Al Horford for a wide open three. It happened 3 times in this game where Jaylen Brown simply going into the center of the court, right towards that free throw line, opened up guys in the corner for open shots. Wasn't always a made bucket, but just the movement, just the player movement. We talk all the time about ball and player movement here. So the fact that he's doing this and just creating a ton of open shots is great for this team. The gravity that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have just because of how good they are brings this team to a completely different level. Right, offensively, the Celtics needed a little bit more of it in that fourth quarter, and like specifically. But frankly, this wasn't a game that they really played poorly outside of the fourth. You look at the first 3 quarters, offensively, the Celtics were buzzing. Right at the end of the third quarter, the Celtics were up 87-71 on 15 for 30 from 3 with 20 assists. All of those numbers are excellent. Right? 50% from 3. You have 87 points through 3 quarters. That number in itself is great. Anything over 75 is a fairly solid quarter, right? They were on pace to do something really good. They just did not finish. A 33-point quarter in the first, a 32-point quarter in the second. We held the Cavs to just 71 points after the third, right? This is what you want to do. But they didn't finish the game. And I want to talk about it. Before we dive into the negatives, though, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so I want to dive into some of the negatives here, and I'll start here, right? Jason Tatum, we already talked about it a little bit. The shot making needs to be better in the second half in general, right? When you start off the game as hot as he was, you need to go out and at least participate in the second. He was virtually useless in the second half. There was some gravity. Like, guys did get open shots because he was out there. However, zero assists and just 4 points in a full half of basketball isn't enough. If you are an MVP candidate looking to be the best player on the best team, you need to be better than that. Enough said with that. But realistically, I mean, you look, there were points in that fourth quarter where one, shots just weren't falling, but you have to give some acknowledgement or some credit to this Cavaliers team. They have a lot of guys that just went out and busted their asses defensively. And I'm going to give a lot of credit here to Georges Niang, because I think he was the absolute pillar of their defensive scheme tonight. He went up against Porzingis. He went up against Tatum. He went up against JB. And some Celtics fans are freaking out on Twitter saying that he fouled them every single time he touched them. Some of them very physical, right? Not gonna cut around the bushes there. Very, very physical. Some of them may have been fouls. They weren't called. So be it. You move on, right? But he got in the heads of everybody. Jaylen Brown missed a couple layups because of it. Jason Tatum missed a lot of layups because of it. And Jason Tatum, in particular, complained, didn't get back on defense, and it led to wide-open shots. Dean Wade, benefactor of a lot of those. Dean Wade ended this game 23 points, 8 rebounds, on 6 of 9 from 3. 6 of 9 from 3. He was left wide open a lot, and it led to a massive run from this Cavaliers team, right? So the Celtics let poor offense translate into poor defense. And we've talked about this a lot this season. Jason Tatum has been one of those guys that's done it a lot, right? He complains about a foul call, doesn't get back, leads to easy buckets. I'm not saying all of the buckets that the Cavaliers got in that fourth quarter were because of that. Some of them were, right? Some of it was because the rotations just weren't happening at the same rate. And that goes for everybody, right? We saw Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, Holiday, White, all of them kind of got caught up at points in that fourth quarter, and it led to open shots. The Celtics have the ability to be the best defensive team in the NBA, have the ability to be the best offensive team in the NBA, and at points of today's game, it 100% looked like that was the case. At points in today's game, it was nowhere to be seen. That fourth quarter was horrible. And a lot of it, again, I will give credit to the Cavaliers. They've been playing great basketball since January. In the new year, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. I believe the second best team in the NBA, record-wise, behind the Celtics. And granted, they're missing one of their best players today in Donovan Mitchell, but they came out and showed out. They had guys step up. And frankly, Darius Garland, arguably their next best player, didn't particularly play very well. Still had 16 points, 11 assists. I'm not going to knock that whatsoever, but he shot 6 of 20 from the field. The Celtics held the Cavaliers to just 43% from the field. However, they shot 47.6% from 3. That's the difference in this game, right? a lot of it goes to Dean Wade, but you also have Okoro, 4 of 8 from three. George Niang, 3 for 4 from three. Caris LeVert off the bench, 2 for 5. So you have a lot of guys contributing beyond the arc. And Niang is one of those guys, like, I do like his game. He looks like your very typical, I don't know, soccer dad. Doesn't look like he's in the best of shape. As far as NBA players are concerned, I'm sure he is in significantly better shape than anybody I know. But as far as NBA players are concerned, I'm not going to say he's the most athletic of the bunch, right? And he's going out there. He's not moving a bunch. He's not trying to create shots for himself. He's taking the threes that are in front of him. He was 3 of 4 from the field and 3 of 4 from three. All of them were just shots that he was taking, open shots. And that, to me, is poor defense on the Celtics' part. You can't let a guy that you know is going to shoot an open three get an open three, right? Listen, the Celtics collapsed offensively and defensively. Fourth quarter was an absolute nightmare. They watched a 22-point lead disappear, and they didn't really do much about it. Could the Celtics have called a timeout late in this game after Dean Wade had that putback to go up one with, I don't know, 17 seconds left? Absolutely. Do I think that would have been the right decision? Yes, I do. Was I confused when Jason Tatum was walking the ball up with 17 seconds left? Absolutely. Like, why are you not pushing the ball, trying to get a shot as early as possible, and fouling if you miss? Why aren't you trying to win the game on the defensive end? The Celtics were doing so well for the majority of this game on the defensive end, particularly in the half court. So why not try to get that bucket early? 17 seconds, run the ball up the court. Hell, put Peyton Pritchard in there. He'll have the ball up at half court with 15 and a half seconds left, right? Move the ball up the court. Try to get something at the rim with 10 seconds left. If you miss, so be it. You've got 10 seconds. Foul them, put them on the line. Try to do it again. If you make it, great, right? And then you just have to stop. You have to make a stop to win the game. To me, this team is so capable on both sides of the ball. I've said it a million times. I don't like the end of game sidestep, step back three, whatever it may be from Jason Tatum. I would rather win on the defensive side. And whether or not some people are going to say that's risky, I get it, right? I do. But defensively, this team is an absolute juggernaut, and they've done they had a number of unbelievable defensive possessions, whether it be Derek White with his 4 blocks, Porzingis with his 3 blocks. They have 5 guys that can go out and just lock people up. Hang your hat on the defensive end. If that's where you want to, like, they talk about wanting to hang their hat on the defensive end, that's your chance to show it. Joe Mazzulla didn't call a timeout. Jason Tatum didn't push the ball. Took a poor shot. Sure, they called the foul. Porzingis still got the putback. It was just all waved off. And that's where the Celtics' win streak comes to an end. Overall, tough, right? Not what you want to see. At the end of the day, Celtics are still 48-13. Still have the best record in the NBA by a long shot, and have a 7.5-game lead over the Bucks for first place. So Celtics, overall, tough game. They should have won. They absolutely could have won. But they didn't, and you move on. Celtics' next game is Thursday in Denver against the Nuggets, and they were pretty much going every other day. Celtics at Suns on Saturday, Celtics at Trailblazers on Monday, at Jazz on Tuesday. So very, very tough road stretch here before coming back to TD Garden on next Thursday against the Suns. This is a very tough stretch of basketball if you're the Celtics team. Coming up with today's win would have been a nice start to the trip, but we digress. It is what it is. Moving on. That's where we're going to wrap things up for today. If you haven't done so already, make sure to share the podcast. Tell a friend to listen to Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. Have a great night, Celtics fans. Yeah. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I
I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we the Celtics? Who are we the Celtics? Who are we the Celtics?